Hey, Daily Dosers, Arnold Camacho here. I'm the 1112 pastor on the Vista campus, and I'm so excited to be with you guys. Hey, I want to talk about patience, specifically how I can struggle with it and how I respond to my wife sometimes, to my kids, or even how I can be short in patience toward my family or toward my friends or coworkers. But there's a specific question that goes through my mind that echoes in my mind when I think about that subject, and it goes like this. What if God treated me with the same measure of patience that I treat others with? Man, when I think about that, it scares me because I think I would be in trouble. Meaning, see, I know my life. I know how I walked out my faith with God. And I know the amount of patience that God has had toward me. It's been a lot. And out of that has flown a lot of love, care, kindness, and a ton of forgiveness. When I think about those subjects, I think about a book in the Old Testament called Joel. Joel is among 12 other books right at the tail end of the Old Testament. These books are known as the minor prophets. They're called that because of how short they are. Joel is only 3 chapters long, but man, does it pack a punch. It talks about judgment, God's salvation, his love and his care for people, his pursuit of people, and even tells us about the future hope we have in Jesus when you read it. I would encourage you to read it. Today, I'm going to do a quick little overpass, then I'm going to pull something out of it that we can apply to our lives. So Joel is speaking to Judah, the southern part of Israel. The kingdom in this era is split in two. Judah has been led by some evil kings for years now, and they are a godless generation. They are a people that are just not about God, so much so that judgment has come over them. And in that judgment, it's come through locusts and through a drought. And Joel is telling them, it is bad around here, you guys. People are dying all over the place. Poverty is intense. And not only that, it's going to get worse if we don't do something about it. In fact, an army is going to come and it's going to take you out if we don't fix this. And so he calls them to the most important thing, and that is repentance, to return back to God. And he calls out the religious leaders and he tells them, hey, you know what? You need to lead the way. You've been leading them astray, and now you need to lead them toward repentance, to return back to God. And they do. And God delivers them. And God uses this story to even talk about the future deliverance and the future hope that we will have in Jesus himself. Now, I want to bring this to our laps. In chapter 2, verse 12, right in the middle of the repentance, right in the middle of being called to repentance by God through Joel, God says this. It says this, yet even now, declares the Lord. Let me stop there for a second. I love those words because Joel actually never tells the people what they've sinned of, like what they're accused of. It's like, you already know. We all know. And God has brought judgment. And I kind of want to relate that to us today. See, I don't need to know your sin. I don't need to know what you've gone through. God knows, and for my goodness, you know. You know what's wreaked havoc in your life. You know the consequences of your sin. You know where you've been. You know what you've been up to. And I love these first few words, yet even now, because it's telling me, even now, you don't have to wait. You don't need to jump through some hoops. Even now, you can come to me. Even now you can return to me. How? Like this. It says, yet even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. We are called to repentance. To return to God, to turn from our sin and turn toward God. How? By asking for forgiveness. And literally it says, render your hearts, rip open your hearts toward me. Let me in. Let me clean it up. Let me save you. Let me mend it. Let me deliver you, because he will. Because like I was talking about at the beginning, he is so patient with us. He's calling us to himself. We convince ourselves that we need to jump through these hoops, that we need to be perfect before we can come to God. And he says, that's not true. I love Romans 2:4 that says, that tells us ultimately that the goodness of God is what brings us to repentance. And may that goodness overflow over you today and lead you to this repentance. Because even now, you can return to God.